Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
David!
Oh, hi.
How lovely to see you. And you, Ruth.
Yes, hi. I didn't realise you'd arrived.
Benton let us in.
And whisked the boys away.
He's going to organise some games for the children.
Is Pip not with you? Too busy revising?
No, look. She's taking the afternoon off. She's talking to Amy.
How wise. All work and no play, that's what I say.
Yes, Nigel, we know it is.
See what I have to put up with?
You certainly worked hard on New Year's Eve. I hear the ball was a great success.
I'm glad people think so.
Jennifer and Lillian were raving about it.
Well, I have to admit, once I could pry him loose from his harem at the Panto, he was a star.
Thank you, darling.
Well, you're both looking very relaxed.
It's been a lovely Christmas.
Yes, it has.
That's a beautiful brooch, Elizabeth.
Isn't it?
Was it a present?
Nigel gave it to me for the new year.
Oh, it's lovely of you to throw a party.
Yeah, you must be shattered after Friday.
We've got our second wind, haven't we, Lizzie?
Do you mind if I go and talk to Usha?
Of course not. Oh, I'll come with you. I haven't spoken to her properly myself. We'll start tea in about half an hour, Nigel.
Right you are.
Has Tony come yet?
I'm not sure. I haven't seen him, but I haven't been round everyone yet.
Well, he has been having some problems with his yard tractor. I just wondered if there was anything I could do to help. I'll see if I can find him.
David, while I remember talking about giving people a helping hand...
Yeah?
Yeah, could you possibly pop back tomorrow and help me take the New Year's banner down off the roof? I'd be very grateful.
Yeah, I should think so.
Only it's a two-man job, and Kenton's going to be busy at Jack's.
No, that's fine, fine.
Oh, thank you so much. Lizzie wants it down by 12th night. And you know how it is with these little jobs. You keep putting them off, and then before you know it...
It's Easter.
Exactly.
I'm not going to stay long.
Oh, Tony, we aren't even there yet.
I'm just saying. Don't know why we're coming in the first place.
Because it will be a good chance to see everyone. And the children.
I've got the tractor fixed now. There are things I could be getting on with.
That are more important than seeing your family. We had such a quiet New Year's Eve.
We saw Tom.
Not for very long. We didn't see Helen.
She won't come.
Tom said she might.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Right.
Not that it makes any difference. She won't talk to me, even if she is there.
It's the New Year. Fresh starts. Can't you make one with Helen?
So, you're enjoying your new job, Amy?
Oh, loving it. Of course, I've still got a lot to learn.
We're serving tea now, ladies, if you're ready.
Oh, yes, those cakes look wonderful.
I could certainly do with a cup of tea.
Something stronger, if you'd rather.
Oh, maybe later. I'll have to check with David, who's driving.
I think you might be a bit late.
Oh, yes, so I see. On the wine already.
Oh, good. Helen has come.
Oh, that's nice. I didn't really see her over Christmas.
I'll just go and see if she wants a cup of tea.
She's looking well, don't you think?
Yeah, she is. But it's not professional opinion. I'm off duty.
Helen, you've come. I'm so pleased.
So am I. It's great you feel up to it.
I'm fine. It's a good chance to see everyone.
Well, that's what we thought. I was just going to get Helen a cup of tea. May I get one for you, Pat?
Oh, no, don't worry. I'll sort myself out later.
Right you are. Shan't be long.
It's so lovely to see you.
You too, Mum. You too. Mm.
I see Kenton's getting the kids overexcited, as usual.
And it's our turn next. He and Nigel are organising games for the adults, too.
Oh, that's my cue to leave.
Oh, you mustn't go yet.
No, Dad. Stay a bit longer.
You were at the Bull on New Year's Eve, weren't you?
For a bit, yeah.
How is Jolene? Coping?
Surprisingly well. I thought it would be a really tough night for her.
Yeah.
But she coped fantastically. Didn't she, Tom?
She did.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear it.
If anything, it was Fallon who had the problems.
Oh, really? Why was that?
I told you, Tom, you're making too much of it.
Sounds intriguing.
I know what I saw.
Which was?
Harry and Jazza both circling her like predatory lions.
Tom!
I saw them!
I see. Torn between two lovers.
Not at all. Jazza's still recovering from what happened last New Year's Eve.
So he says.
Well, she and Harry did seem to get close during the pantomime.
That's what we all thought. Mm-hmm. But believe me, there's nothing in it. I have it from the horse's mouth.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. What is Kenton doing with them now? I'll have to go and calm things down.
Shall I come too?
Yeah, please, would you?
Yeah.
I think he needs all the help he can get. Put him in charge of children.
So, how are you, Dad?
Oh, I'm okay.
He was good on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Mum always puts on a good meal.
Yeah. You know, John's birthday. Never an easy day.
I know.
He'd have been 35.
I suppose he would.
So, one child dead, and another one not speaking to me. I'm not doing very well, am I?
Dad, don't say that.
Not much of a father. Failed both of them.
No, you didn't. Helen doesn't think that.
Oh, I think she does. But since she won't even talk to me about it, I can't put it right.
That can change. It will.
Oh, don't see how. She can't even bear to be in the same room as me.
Well, she's here now. At least go over and say hello. I'll come with you.
It won't do any good.
You don't know that. Come on, it's a new year, Dad. At least it's worth a try.
Have you some more tea?
Oh, thanks, Mum. Get so thirsty.
Oh, putting your feet up, that's a good idea.
My ankles looked a bit swollen. I thought perhaps I'd better.
Oh, right.
Oh, not a pretty sight. I was trying to keep them covered. There you are. Oh, I see what you mean.
Have they been this bad before?
No, but... Well, maybe I did rather overdo things last week.
Maybe you did.
That long walk, then we were so busy in the shop.
You should let us help. Promise me you won't do it again.
All right, I promise. But it's okay. I'll be able to rest tomorrow when we're shut.
No, I think you should take more than one day.
Putting your feet up, that's what I like to see. I'm always telling my mums they should take any chance they can get to rest.
There you are. I was just telling Helen she needs to take a couple of days off.
Why, you're not feeling well?
Oh, my ankles are a little bit swollen, that's all.
Do you want me to take a look?
Oh, that's not fair, Amy. You're supposed to be enjoying yourself.
So are you. And if it'll put your mind at rest.
If you really wouldn't mind.
No, of course not.
Oh, all right then. There. I'm sure you've seen worse.
They are quite swollen. But you're feeling all right otherwise.
I have got a bit of a headache.
You didn't say.
That's hardly surprising. It's quite noisy in here.
Are your eyes all right?
My eyes? There are a few spots in front of them.
I think you should see a doctor about this.
Do you?
Okay, I'll make an appointment when they're open on Tuesday.
I wouldn't leave it that long. I meant this afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right, love. The GP will have emergency cover and I can take you home and then we can phone.
No, I think you should go to the hospital.
The hospital?
Yeah. You need to be checked out properly by an obstetrician.
But I feel fine. Why?
Look, I'm not really sure, but I think it's best. Maybe you should take Helen to find her coat, Pat. Get her stuff together.
Yes. Come on, love. We'll try and find
Dad. You're not going, Helen? Dad and I were just coming over for a chat.
Amy thinks I should go to the hospital.
What?
Why? Oh, Lord. Has the baby started?
No. Nothing like that. Helen's ankles are rather swollen. She's got a headache. She needs to be checked out.
You can drive us, can't you, Tony?
Yes, yes, of course.
I'm taking Helen to find her coat.
Come on, sweetheart.
Yeah, okay.
So that's all I know, really. Amy just wanted her to see a doctor.
But so quickly. I hope it's nothing serious.
Amy's a sensible girl.
Yeah, she is. She'd probably err on the side of caution.
I'm sure that's true.
Anyway, Tom said he'd ring me as soon as he'd got any proper news.
Right. I suppose we'll just have to wait and see then, shan't we?
I'm sure Helen wouldn't want it to spoil the party.
I'll tell you what, David, let's get this party game started. It'll take people's minds off it.
That's a good idea. Come on, let's go and find Kenton.
We should try and put a brave face on it, but...
I know, Elizabeth. It's worrying, isn't it?
That
That light's on red, Dad.
I can see.
Well, you might want to slow down a bit then.
Why do they all have to be on red?
We want to get to the hospital in one piece.
We'll get there. Even if I have to jump a few of these.
It won't be that different from a usual checkup in a lot of ways. They'll take your blood pressure, urine sample, do some blood tests.
Okay.
They'll hook you and the baby up to monitors, but that's just a precaution, nothing to worry about.
And then we have to wait for the results of the tests?
That's right.
Will that take long?
No. Once the doctors have the results, well, they'll know what to do.
Looks like the party's over, doesn't it?
The family is still here. A lot of people weren't going to be able to stay for the evening anyway.
I suppose. I just hope they had a good time.
Oh, they did. Honestly, Nigel, it's better this way. We can all wait for news of Helen together.
That's true.
And then if it isn't good, well...
We must hope for the best.
I am. But you know what Alan and Usha said? I mean, Amy wouldn't have rushed Helen to hospital like that unless she was really worried.
Oh, look, here's Brenda. Hi, any news?
I'm afraid not. Not yet.
Well, at least they got there safely.
Tom said that was a miracle, the way Tony was driving.
I can imagine.
He told me he'd let me know as soon as there was any real news. But I'll have to find a place to use his mobile, of course. And... Oh, this is him. Fingers crossed.
Tom, what's happening? Do they know what's wrong with her?
Yes. The doctors seem fairly sure it's pre-eclampsia.
What does that mean?
Well, I got Amy to explain it to me. I might not have it quite right.
It doesn't matter. Is it dangerous?
Yes, I think it is. For both of them.
Sorry you've had to wait. I know how anxious you must be.
That's all right. Have you had the test results?
Yes. Your midwife friend was quite right to bring you in. We're a bit concerned about your blood results. Have you heard of something called preeclampsia?
Oh,
what does that mean?
We found high levels of protein in your urine. Substances from the placenta are getting into your bloodstream.
So that's where her blood pressure's high?
Yes.
What does that mean?
We can't let it go on rising. There's a serious risk of damage to the kidneys and your liver.
So what do you have to do?
I'm afraid we'll have to deliver the baby early, by cesarean section.
But it's too soon. It isn't due for another 6 weeks.
Babies can come that early naturally. He or she will be in the best possible place to be cared for. We have an excellent special care baby unit.
My poor baby. I mean, there's really nothing else you can do.
I'm afraid not, Helen. This is the safest option.
How soon can you do it?
As soon as possible. I'll send a midwife to get you ready.
But I won't see the baby. I won't see it when it's first born.
Oh, love, as long as you're both safe.
No, don't worry. You will. We can operate using a spinal anaesthetic.
Is that safe when you've got to do it so quickly?
Perfectly. You'll be awake for the whole thing, Helen. We'll give the baby to you as soon as it's born.
Can someone be in there with me?
Oh, yes. Only one, I'm afraid. But...
Oh, Pat, you should go.
Will you, Mum?
Of course, sweetheart. Where else would I want to be?
What's happening? What have I missed?
They've got the test results. The doctor's in with Helen now.
Right, so there should be some news soon?
Yeah. How are things at the party?
Well, it's not much of a party anymore. The family is still there. I just wish I'd got something to tell them.
Well, you will have soon. Look, here she comes.
But, well, where are they taking her?
Tom. Oh, I'm glad you're back.
What's happening, Dad? Where's she going?
They're taking her down to a theatre for an emergency caesarean.
What?
Oh, Amy, thank you so much.
Oh, that's all right. I'm glad we got you here.
Helen, all the family, they're at Lower Loxley, and they're all thinking about you.
Say thank you.
Mum, where are you going?
I'm going to be there with her. Don't worry, sweetheart, it's going to be all right.
But Helen! Oh, Lord, I didn't say. It was all so quick.
I know.
It had to be, I'm afraid.
Why?
Well, while the baby's inside Helen, her blood pressure will just keep on rising.
It could kill both of them.
Oh, Dad.
I'm right, aren't I, Amy? No one's come out and said it, but that's what they mean.
So, that's the situation. She's in theatre now.
Oh, heavens. What a nightmare.
Tom will ring me as soon as there's any news.
Cesareans don't take that long, so hopefully...
Do you think people would like something to eat, or...?
Well, I'm not hungry. Don't know about anyone else.
The children might be.
Yes. Well, we could take them something while they're watching the film.
I'll go and ask Jill and Shula if they think the children are getting peckish.
OK.
I can help get something ready, if you like.
If you don't mind.
I'd rather be doing something. Take my mind off waiting for the phone to ring. Shall I have a scout around the kitchen? See what there is?
Thank you. There should be plenty. We never got round to the early evening nibbles.
Events rather overtook us, didn't they?
Oh, Lewis is in the kitchen. He can show you where everything is.
Right you are.
Oh, that's where he's got to. I did wonder.
Yes, he started to clear up, bless him.
Talking of clearing up, you know what you and I could do, David?
Start loading the dishwasher.
We could go and get that banner off the roof.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Now? Are you crazy?
It would save David having to come over, especially tomorrow.
We're just standing around here doing nothing.
Doesn't mean you should start clambering about on the roof. It's dark.
We can put the floodlights on.
No, the wind's getting up. If you want to do something useful, go and help Lewis.
Dad, do you want me to get you a coffee or something?
No, I'm all right. You go if you want to.
No, I'd rather stay here.
I didn't say anything to her.
To Helen?
Yes. What I wanted to say, I didn't say it.
Everything moved so fast, Dad. No one had time to say much.
Oh, I did. Up there on the ward. I wanted to, but I was just trying to take it all in.
Well, that's what I said. It was all so fast.
She might die. She might die and she won't know.
She's not going to die.
She might. And the baby. And she won't know how sorry I am.
Oh, Dad.
I haven't supported her. I've been against this every step of the way.
Look, that doesn't matter now.
I don't know why now. I can't think why ever. When I think I might lose them, both of them, I can't.
Oh, Dad. Don't, Dad. It's going to be all right. It is. Mum?
Oh, Pat. What's happened? Is Helen all right?
Yes. She's fine. She's had the baby and she's fine. Quite out of danger.
Oh, thank God.
And the baby? It's a boy. Oh, beautiful baby boy. Tell me we've got a grandson.
He's all right?
He's fine. He's so beautiful. I can't tell you how. Look, here he is now.
What? Was that him? Where are they taking him?
Special care baby unit, but don't worry, they're very pleased with him.
So, can we see him?
Oh, yes, later. They'll take Helen down when she's ready. I should go back to her.
Yes, yes, you should. Give her my love.
I will. I'll see you in a minute.
Oh, Dad, what a relief. Oh,
yes. I can't take it in.
Dad and Usha send their love. Any news yet?
Yes. Helen's had the baby and she's fine.
And it's a boy.
And he's fine too.
Oh, I'm so pleased. That's brilliant news.
Oh, Amy. Amy, thank you. What we owe to you. If you hadn't been there...
Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad I was. Thank goodness it all turned out so well. Hey, congratulations, Grandad. And Uncle Tom.
Me? Uncle Tom, yeah, I suppose I am. Yeah,
and I'm a grandfather. I really am.
How are you finding it?
Oh, it's wonderful. I love it.
Where's the cutlery go, Elizabeth?
In that drawer over there, the second one along.
OK.
And the glasses in this cabinet?
Yes, that's right.
OK.
It's very good of you to give us a hand.
Well, it's better than sitting around doing nothing.
I feel quite surplus to requirement.
You could wipe the surfaces down. Get a clean cloth there.
It's all right. It's all right. She had it. They're both fine.
Hey.
Oh, I'm so pleased.
What a relief.
It is. Oh, I don't want to go through something like that ever again.
There is one piece of vital information missing.
No,
They're both well and...
Both? So this is Helen and her...
Oh, of course you don't know. It's a boy.
Oh.
She's had a son.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, apparently he's very beautiful.
Oh. Of course he is.
He's had to go to the special care baby unit, but that's only because he was early.
Oh, that's such good news.
It is. I think we should crack open the bubbly, don't you, Lizzie?
We certainly should. This is something to celebrate.
I won't stay if you don't mind. Tom's coming home soon and he sounded completely shattered.
Oh, he must be.
I'd like to be there for him.
Of course. Oh, give him our love.
I will. I'll get my coat then.
Thank you for keeping us posted.
Oh, that's all right. I'm just glad it had such a happy ending. Bye.
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 Bye, Brenda.
Bye.
Oh, we should tell the others.
I can do that.
I'll come with you. I want to see everyone's faces. Nigel, can you organise the champagne?
Of course.
Thank you. Oh, Ruth, isn't this exciting?
Yeah, all's well that ends well.
Oh, what a relief.
Oh. Well, I suppose I'd better get down to the cellar.
Yeah, I was thinking we might head in the opposite direction.
Really?
Well, you saw how excited they are. They're going to be ages chewing the fat with Mum and Shula about this. I'm sure we've got time to get that banner down.
But Lizzie said we shouldn't.
Oh, come on, Nigel. Are you a man or a mouse? You'd be doing me a favour, actually. I really would rather do it today while I'm here.
Of course. And you're right. It won't take long. I'll have plenty of time to sort the champagne, too.
Yeah, well, better to do it before we start knocking that back than afterwards.
Indeed. Lizzie need never know. I shall present her with a fait accompli in the morning.
You can go in now, Tony.
Really? Is Helen there?
Yes. They wheeled her down so she could be with the baby. But one other person's allowed in too.
Is that all right? With Helen, I mean. If she doesn't want me there, I understand. I can wait.
Of course she wants you there. She's longing to introduce you to your grandson. Go on.
Helen?
Dad. Come and look at him. He's lovely.
Oh, Helen. Are you all right?
I'm fine. Tired, but fine. Come and meet Henry.
Henry? Is that his name?
Yes. Henry Ian. Do you like it?
Yes. Oh, yes, I do.
Come and see him then.
Oh, he's beautiful.
I know.
I'd forgotten how tiny they are.
He's all there though, Dad. 10 tiny fingers, 10 tiny toes. I counted.
Yeah. You know, he looks like a Henry.
Good. Well, I think so. Do you want to hold him?
Can I?
Just for a minute. Is that okay, nurse?
Yes.
He'll have to go back in his incubator soon, but... There. Take him.
Are you sure?
Of course. I want him to get to know his granddad as soon as he can.
Hello, Henry. I'm your granddad. Yes, I am.
Isn't he precious?
Yes. Oh, you both are. I'm so sorry.
Shh.
I haven't felt like this since Tom was born.
Oh, Dad.
My beautiful daughter. And now you've given me this lovely grandchild. I am so happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Oh, I hadn't realised we'd be this high up.
Roofs do tend to be on top of things.
Oh, your gutters need cleaning out, if you don't mind me saying so.
Careful, it's frosty.
Yeah.
It's so much easier in the light.
Whoops!
Are you all right?
No, I'm fine, it's all right. Oh, I see what you mean.
Maybe Lizzie was right. Perhaps this isn't such a good idea after all.
Oh, I'll be more careful. We're up here now. We may as well finish the job.
You stay there, then. By the end of the banner, I'll do the other end.
Are you sure? I don't mind...
No, it's much more sensible if I do it. I've been clambering over these roofs since I was a child.
Really? I'm surprised Julia let you.
She didn't. It was mine and Daddy's little secret.
What, he came with you?
Of course. Showed me all the foothills. Secret Pajita knowledge passed down from father to son.
I see.
Mummy was furious when she found out. But he told her it was a family tradition.
Oh, and I just learned how to milk. Oh. Right, have you got it?
Yes! Oh. Only Kenton seems to have tied it on with one of his sailor knots.
Oh.
You unhook your end, ready to let it drop.
Okay.
Dear Daddy, we had so much fun together.
Right, I've got it, Nigel.
I wonder if Freddie and Lily are too young to come out here.
Well, I think Elizabeth might have something to say about that.
I imagine she would. Oh, that's done it.
Good.
She's rather like Mummy in some ways. I've been very lucky to have two such fantastic women in my life.
Yeah, well, I don't want to hurry you, but one of those fantastic women was right. The wind's coming up.
It's free now.
Good. Oh,
blast!
What's the matter?
Stupid thing's got itself tangled up. I just need to get a bit higher.
Careful, Nigel.
I'm all right. I've got it now. I'll just... Oh, heavens!
Nigel!
David!
Nigel, hang on!
Ah!
Nigel! Ah!
Morning, Tony.
Hmm? Oh, Shula, how nice to see you.
Thank you. I needed to come round because...
You wanted to know about Helen and the baby. So kind of you to come.
Oh, yes. How are they?
Oh, they're fine. Well, the baby's in the special care baby unit, but that's only because he was early. Nothing wrong with him otherwise.
That is good news.
And Helen's made an amazing recovery, considering all she's been through. She's so happy.
She must be.
Do you want to come and see Pat? She'll be able to give you the latest update. Helen keeps texting her. I'm not sure she's supposed to.
I would, but... Tony, I've got something to tell you first.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Especially at this time. But I've got some dreadful news.
Oh, heavens. What? What's happened?
It's Nigel. He's dead.
Oh, Mum, here you are.
I was just making some coffee and toast for everyone. The coffee's brewed, I think.
Well, maybe I will have a cup.
And some toast?
Oh, no, Mum, I don't think I can face it.
David, you must be starving. You didn't get anything to eat last night.
I had to talk to the police.
No one has any breakfast that I saw.
Including you.
Well, I might nibble something later. I want to take this into Elizabeth. I don't think she's even had a drink.
Where is she?
Still in the sitting room. Just staring into space.
And where are the children?
Well, I managed to persuade her to let Kenton take them out for a while.
Oh, thank goodness. I understand why she wants them with her.
I don't think they really understand about Nigel yet. All they can see is something terrible has happened to their mother.
Is Shula in with her?
No. She's gone to tell the rest of the family. She said we couldn't just phone.
No. That's brave of her.
Did you manage to get hold of Ellen?
Yeah. And Nigel's cousins and Camilla should be here by lunchtime.
Mm.
We shouldn't leave Elizabeth on her own.
I will take this in, but frankly, David, I don't think she notices who's with her, unless it's the children. She's in another place.
Oh, Mum.
You go and sit with her if you want. Take this.
No, I don't think I'd be much use to her. I
I'd better get back to Lewis. There's so much to do. The police are going to be here again soon.
Yes, I'd forgotten they were coming back.
They've got to take detailed statements.
So they'll want to see Elizabeth.
I'm afraid they will, but I'm sure that you can go in with her.
I don't understand. What was he doing on the roof?
Oh, there was a banner up there. Happy New Year. He and David went to get it down.
David was with him?
Yeah. The banner got tangled on something. Oh, I'm not sure exactly, but Nigel was trying to free it. David thinks he overbalanced.
David saw him fall?
Yes. He tried to get to him, but it was so sudden. David rushed into the room, said Nigel had fallen, rushed outside.
So he found him?
Yes. But the terrible thing is, it all happened so fast, we couldn't stop. We couldn't stop Elizabeth going out there.
So she saw him too?
Yes. And we couldn't get her away from him.
Oh, Shula, love, you don't have to go on if you don't want to.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Then Lewis phoned the police. Well, at least I think it was Lewis.
But where were the children?
Oh, that was one good thing. They were watching a DVD with Kenton and Mum in one of the conference rooms, and we took it in turns to keep them entertained while the police were taking our statements.
It can't have been easy.
Oh, it took so long. That was the problem. They had to put a tent up over Nigel and tape round very thin.
Yes, yes. They would, of course.
But after they'd gone, Mum and David and I stayed. And Kenton was there, of course. And oh, that's when Elizabeth told the children. Oh, she was so brave.
What did she say?
I don't know. I can't remember. I can just see their faces. Their sweet little faces trying to take it in.
Oh, Sheila, come here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We understand.
Oh, I know you do. I know. Oh, I'm so sorry to have to bring such terrible news when you're so happy.
Don't worry about that.
We'd rather know, honestly.
Are we the last of your calls?
Oh, no. I've still got to tell Peggy.
Oh, we can do that.
Oh, yeah, she keeps ringing about the baby.
Oh, no, you shouldn't have to do it. Don't let it spoil that news. No, I'll go. But maybe I could just wash my face.
Oh, of course. Do you want me to come with you?
Oh, no, I'll be fine. I won't be long.
Oh, Tony.
I know. I still can't take it in.
What a tragedy. Peggy's going to be so upset. Mm.
And there's someone else who needs to know, isn't there?
Yeah. Whatever are we going to say to Helen?
Yes, we will. Thank you for all your help.
How'd you get on?
She was very kind, wasn't she, Elizabeth?
Yes. I think I should find the children now.
Was this the family liaison officer?
Yes.
Are they still with Kenton?
Did she give you any kind of timetable?
I'm sure they're okay with him, darling. Yes. The post-mortem will be on Wednesday.
So soon? That's good. And the inquest?
They should be with me.
Well, find them in a minute. That will be opened on Wednesday too, but it'll be adjourned that afternoon.
Right. Do we need to go to that?
No, we don't.
I'm going to get...
Just a second, darling. I'll come with you. Just let me finish telling David.
No, it's all right. I'll find them.
I'm sorry, Mum. I should have waited. Must have upset her going through it all again.
Well, she's very calm. Factual. I think that's worse, really.
I was going to ask about the funeral. You know, I mean, with the post-mortem and everything...
They can issue an interim death certificate... We can have Nigel back.
Right. Well, then...
David, you've seen how Elizabeth is. We can't start talking to her about the funeral, not yet.
I've been down to see Henry. Oh, he's so gorgeous.
Of course he is.
We'll go and see him later.
I managed to express some milk for him. Well, it isn't exactly milk, but it's still very good for him.
Oh, that is good news.
And how are you feeling yourself?
Fine. Yeah, the wound doesn't hurt so much now. And
good.
Yeah, sometimes I don't feel as if I've had an operation. Maybe it's because I was awake.
Mm, maybe.
Or perhaps it's because I'm so happy. And you are too, aren't you?
Of course we are.
Yes.
You just seem a bit subdued. I'm sorry. I know it must have been awful for you both.
It's not that.
I'm afraid we've got some rather sad news.
Why? What's happened?
It's Nigel. He's had an accident.
I'm afraid he's dead, Helen.
Nigel's dead?
Yes, yes. Oh, I'm so sorry we had to tell you like this.
But what happened?
He was up on the roof at Lower Loxley.
And he slipped and fell.
Oh, no. When?
Last night, after we'd gone.
I can't believe it. Poor Elizabeth and the children. I mean, they must be devastated.
Yes. We're so sorry. We had to tell you.
Of course you did.
It's terrible spoiling your happiness.
No, I'm so lucky. It just doesn't seem fair.
You mustn't think like that.
No, you deserve to be happy. It's wonderful to see.
Oh, Dad. Could you very carefully give me a hug, please?
You look shattered. What have they been saying to you?
Oh, they were very kind.
You were in there such a long time. They shouldn't have kept you so long.
I was the one who saw it, Mum. I know why it happened. They had to go through everything.
That must have been hard for you.
Well, it was hard to remember what happened before. Why we went up there. I just keep seeing that moment. The moment when he fell.
I know, love.
I tried to save him, Mummy. I did. It all happened so fast I couldn't stop it.
We know.
Do you think Elizabeth's ever going to forgive me?
There you are. You stay with your mum.
Morning, Alan.
Oh, hi, Brian.
A busy night?
No, not especially. I could do with some breakfast, though.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, so you've come to relieve me?
Well, don't sound so surprised.
Oh, I just thought with you off to the Oxford Farming Conference...
Well, look, no, I don't need to leave till late afternoon.
Ah.
I can take over here for a couple of hours. Maybe do a bit this afternoon.
Oh, thanks. Ian's going to see Helen and the baby. It'd be nice if I could go with him.
I thought he went yesterday.
Well, he couldn't stay long.
She's okay?
Well, absolutely fine. Never been better. Different woman, Ian says.
Ah, it's good to have some cheerful family news.
Yeah, yeah. I feel bad I haven't been up to Lower Loxley. We sent a card, of course.
No, Elizabeth will understand. No, life has to go on.
I suppose.
And it's not as if there's anything practical you could do.
Well, there might be. There's still the business to run, as well as everything else. Lord knows how they're managing that.
Oh, hello. You're an early bird.
I didn't sleep very well. There's so much to do, I thought I might as well come up here and get on with it instead of lying there worrying about it.
Huh. Aren't you needed at Brookfield?
No, Ruth did the milking. And she'll be doing all the feeding. Bert's helping. She'd rather I was here.
Yeah, well, at least now we decided to close for the week, the pressure's off a bit, isn't it?
Not really. We were just lucky there weren't any conference bookings for this week.
Yeah, well, so soon after the holiday.
There are next week, though.
Huh.
Lewis and I think that we should honour them, if we possibly can.
Right, well, yeah, certainly worth a try.
I mean, we don't want Elizabeth going bankrupt on top of everything else.
Yeah, do you think that you're going to be able to cope?
Well, I hope so. Just looking at the staff rotas.
Huh?
Lewis is ringing around a few agencies.
Why, are you looking for someone to take on Elizabeth and Nigel's role?
Yeah, ideally.
Right.
But if we can't find anyone, well, just have to do it ourselves.
Well, I can help with that.
Thanks, Kenton, but you've got Jack's to run.
Yeah, and you've got your farm. I've got the more relevant experience.
Lewis can do the front of house stuff, and all the staff are rallying round, if I can just get it organised.
No, honestly, Dave, I don't mind. I mean, it's easier to find cover for me at Jack's than it is for you at Brookfield. You know, there's Kirsty and there's Jim.
Isn't Kirsty pretty busy with Ambridge Organics at the moment? You can't leave her to run two businesses single-handed.
Well, you're leaving Ruth.
It's all right, she's on top of it. She's got Bert helping out, and Pip's being a tower of strength.
She's back at college today, though, isn't she? And then she's got her resits.
I'm well aware of my daughter's exam timetable, thank you.
I just meant that you've got more responsibilities than I have. That's all to your immediate family.
What, and Elizabeth doesn't count?
No, I didn't say that.
She is my priority, Kenton. She has to be. Elizabeth needs me.
She needs all of us. You know, you don't have to do this single-handed. I mean, come on, I only want to help.
All right. Well, you just can't, not with some things.
Like what?
All right, the health and safety people are coming this afternoon. Do you know what they're going to do?
Yes. A fatal accident on business premises. They have to check out the site.
Exactly.
Yes. So, there you go. I could easily show them around.
Could you? Could you take them up on the roof? Could you show them the exact spot where Nigel was when he fell and how he got there and how it happened? How you couldn't stop it? Could you do that?
No, sorry. Look, I couldn't. I am sorry, mate.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to snap at you. I know you're trying to help, but I have to be here. I can't ever put it right, but at least...
Nobody can, and there's no point in thinking like that. You did all that you could, and we know that.
You don't understand.
No, I do. We could all blame ourselves, but come on. It was an accident. It was a stupid, senseless accident. Nobody's fault.
Hi, Mum!
Pip! What on earth are you doing here? Why aren't you at college?
Well, I started out, but I just couldn't face it.
But it's the first day of term.
They'll only be revising. I can do that at home.
It might be easier for you to revise at college. Away from everything that's happened.
I can't get away from it. I can't stop thinking about it. It doesn't matter where I am.
Oh, Pip.
Except if I'm on the farm, I can help you.
I'd rather you did your revision.
Oh, I could go and see Elizabeth. I haven't done that yet, and I meant to do it yesterday. I mean, how can I go into college?
I understand how you feel. But these exams are so important.
Are they?
You know they are. Good grades now could make all the difference.
It seems wrong to even be thinking about it, compared with what's happened to Elizabeth and Freddie and Lily.
I know, but...
She helped me. I have to help her. So I should be with you so Dad can be with her.
I'm not sure that's what Elizabeth would want you to do.
Why not?
She drove you to that exam when you got the times muddled up. She knows how important they are.
Yes, but...
The last thing she would want is for you to miss the chance of making up for that.
Oh, if I could just see her.
Go, ring your dad, see if it's a good time.
Yeah, I could do that.
Then you come back and settle to some revision.
But what about the farm?
Oh, don't worry about that. I'll call.
I think she was pleased to see me.
I'm sure she was.
She was so kind. She even asked me how my revision was going.
Did she?
I can't believe she remembered. But, oh, Dad, it was like she was talking to me from another world.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Did you see Lily and Freddie? Were they with her?
No, Hayley had taken them out. But I went to find them.
Oh, good girl.
I didn't really know what to say to them, though.
Not many people do. Hayley's brilliant. And Kenton. They just try to keep things normal for them.
How can they be? They've lost their dad.
You know, I'm not sure they've really taken that in. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. I didn't even know if I should tell them I was sorry, but I am, Dad, I am.
I know.
Because if it had been you, Dad... on the roof if you'd been the one that had slipped.
Don't, love.
And I was never going to see you again. Never going to have a chance to say how sorry I was for what I put you through.
Pip, sweetheart, that doesn't matter.
It does, it does. I've been so mean to you and Mum, so mean, and I'd never have had a chance to make it right if you'd died.
Oh, but I didn't. I didn't. I'm still here.
I just thought I'd let you know I can't do the afternoon shift, but don't worry, I've sorted it with Claire.
Decided to try and beat the rush hour traffic? Can be a bit of a nightmare,
no? No, I'm not going to the conference now.
Really? Why not?
Well, you were right about there being things we could do to help, and I'm needed here. I can go next year.
You going up to Lower Loxley?
No, to Brookfield. Kenton asked me to check how Ruth was doing. Frankly, she needs all the help she can get.
Because David's working at Lower Loxley.
Yeah. Both she and Kenton seem to think he's likely to be there for some time.
Oh, things must be tough if he really thinks they need him that badly.
Yeah, well, I think they are, for the moment.
It is early days. They haven't even had the funeral yet.
No. Has your mother heard any more about when that's likely to be yet?
No. No, apparently they're all really worried. Elizabeth just won't talk about it at all.
I don't understand it. When Phil died, I was focused on the funeral. Well, you know.
Yeah.
It seemed so important to give him a good send-off, to celebrate his life.
But these are very different circumstances, Jill.
I know. I don't think I'm being much help to her.
Oh, I'm sure you are. It's been a tough year for you.
Oh, well, that doesn't matter.
It does. Everyone relies on you. I know they do. They're lucky you're so strong. Tell me how Elizabeth is.
She's frozen. She hasn't even cried yet. At least I don't think she has.
Well, often people don't. That comes later. It sounds like she's still in shock.
Yes. She just stares into space a lot of the time.
What do you think she sees?
Well, I'm afraid... I think it might be Nigel. When she rushed out after he fell.
Oh, that must have been terrible. She talked about it.
She's not talking much, not to anyone. Not even the children.
And how are they?
Totally bemused. I don't think they've even started to take in what's happened to Nigel.
Yes, I don't suppose they have.
And Elizabeth wants them with her.
Oh, of course she does.
And she tries to respond. Breaks your heart to see her try, but she's a million miles away. And the children know she is.
Yes. I'm afraid I was like that with Amy.
Oh, Alan, I'm sorry. Of course you know.
I know what happened to me. I hope it means I can appreciate a little of what Elizabeth's going through.
Yes.
So I do know how important you are to her. Because it was Mabel who got me through. Put her own grief to one side to help me and Amy.
Everyone's been wonderful. All the family. Shula told everyone. That must have been hard. She used to go out with Nigel, you know.
Oh, I didn't know.
Kenton's fantastic with the children. He can even make them laugh. That can't be easy for him. He and Nigel were such good friends.
Yes.
And David... He's just quietly doing all the things that need doing that people haven't thought about or don't want to think about. He arranged for the area where Nigel fell to be cleaned. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, Jill. It's all right.
I was very fond of Nigel.
It's good you could come again so quickly.
Well, I had such a short time with you yesterday.
I know.
I didn't get a chance to see much of this little fella.
Well, they won't disturb us for a while. Would you like to hold him?
Can I? Is that allowed?
Of course it is. Well, till the nurse comes around to put him back in his incubator.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. I'll be very careful.
I'm sure you will be. Henry, this is our friend Ian. And you're Ian too, aren't you, darling?
Hello, Henry Ian. Aren't you gorgeous?
Isn't he?
Oh, he's so tiny.
Oh, he's grown already, haven't you?
Oh, he's lovely. It was so sweet of you to give him my name.
Well, it was the least I could do. You were such a great support to me when I was pregnant. So kind. So patient.
It was a tough time for you.
And I made it tougher. Oh, come on, Ian. Admit it. I was a mad woman.
Well, perhaps a bit challenging at times.
Challenging? I don't know how you all put up with me. Such a control freak.
Look, there's nothing wrong with knowing what you want.
Well, perhaps not, but when you start telling other people what they should want too...
Well, we forgive you. You've given us this gorgeous wee man here, and that makes up for everything.
Well, it would need to. Oh, I was such a know-it-all.
You did know quite a lot, though. I mean, you'd done your homework.
Oh, yes. There was my birth plan, the birthing pool, soft lights, sweet music. Well, that all went out the window.
Rather spectacularly.
But I didn't care. I didn't care about anything, as long as he was safe.
Yeah, of course.
Jill tells me all Nigel's family are buried at Loxley Barrett.
It's the Pargeter Church. All the plaques and memorials.
So is that where you'd like him to be?
Oh, yes. Nigel would want to be with his ancestors. He was so proud of his family.
Well, I can take the service there if you'd like.
The service, yes, good.
Have you had any ideas at all?
About what?
Readings? Hymns?
No, I haven't thought that far ahead.
So Nigel and you never discussed it?
No, why would we? We thought we'd have...
I'm sorry, Elizabeth, if this is too soon.
No, you're right. I ought to think about it.
When you're ready, there's no rush.
It's just... Nigel's so full of life.
Yes, that's what everyone says about him.
This autumn, we took the children up to the treetop walk. It was a beautiful sunny day and the colours were lovely and Nigel took this great breath of fresh air and said, "You know, Lizzie, I like being alive. It suits me."
It certainly did.
I don't understand how he's dead.
Elizabeth.
Don't worry, I know he is. I saw him. Or at least I saw his body.
If you don't want to talk about
it. But that's all it was. It just his body. He wasn't there anymore.
No.
But I feel him. I feel his presence so strongly, like he's just left the room, and if I could get there quickly enough...
You might catch up with him. Yes, I remember.
Alan, of course, you lost your wife.
Yeah, well, she'd been ill for a little while and we were a little more prepared.
I didn't mean to bring back bad memories.
But it's all right. It's okay for me now.
Is it?
Yes. I can't say that happened very fast, though, Elizabeth. I wish I could. I know how hard it is.
And you had Amy too, and she must have been even younger than Lily and Freddie.
Oh, she was six.
What did you say to her? How did you explain? I don't know what to say.
I told her mummy had gone. She wasn't in this world with us any longer. And she never would be again.
Helen.
But I said that didn't mean she'd stopped loving Amy. And it never would. And it doesn't, Elizabeth. It doesn't. Love doesn't die.
So Tom sends his love. Well, everyone does. Oh, and I saw Kirsty.
Oh, good.
You were lucky the cover you'd arranged for your maternity leave could be brought forward.
Yeah, well, she must be very stressed at Jack's, though. I mean, I suppose Kenton's at Lower Loxley a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Dear Kenton. You know, he sent me some flowers.
Oh. Did he?
Yeah, it was so sweet. Must be the last thing on his mind.
I don't know how he does it. Nigel was his best friend. Must miss him so much.
Yes. Poor Kenton.
But he says he and Nigel were the jokers and cheeky chappies of the family.
That's certainly true.
So he owes it to Nigel to keep everyone's spirits up, as far as that's possible.
Such a tragedy. I mean, those poor wee children.
I wish I could feel it more.
Oh, Helen.
I do. I'm sad, of course I am, but then I start thinking about Henry and, well, I forget.
That's only natural. So, when do you think he might be coming home?
Friday, hopefully. Of course, Henry won't be coming with me. But
won't he? Is that definite?
But he's doing so well.
He is. But he did come out too early. They'll want to keep him here until he catches up a bit.
I weren't sure if this would be a good time.
No, I'm really pleased you came round. Seems ages since we've had a chance for a catch-up.
Thought you might be busy in the dairy.
Oh, Susan and Vicky don't need me. They've got everything under control.
I'll be back soon. My wrist is so much better.
That's good news, but there's no rush.
And I've left you in the lurch long enough. And you'll be so busy when Helen and the baby come home.
Well, I'm afraid Henry won't be with us for a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's a shame. Why not?
Well, there's nothing to worry about. He's doing fine. He just needs to catch up.
I can't wait to see him. So will Helen stay in with him?
No, she's coming home tomorrow.
Oh, as soon as that, she has done well.
Yeah, and to think she came so close to losing him. She's still so grateful he's here and safe and healthy.
Must have been awful for you.
It was. But in some ways, well, it seems to have turned out for the best.
Really?
Yeah. Where Tony's concerned, certainly. You know, he was, well, he had his doubts about what Helen was doing.
Oh, I did wonder.
But no, he couldn't be happier. And he is completely besotted with the baby, I can't tell you.
It's often the way, isn't it? Once they're here.
Oh, it's great. He and Helen are getting on so well.
Mm. Babies can bring a family together. If you're lucky.
Oh, yes. How's Emma doing?
Fine, I think. I ain't seen much of her, to be honest with you.
No?
No, well, she did say she'd try and get round more this week, but then with what happened at Lower Loxley...
Yeah, I suppose they need her there.
I still can't believe it, Pat. He was such a nice man.
Yes, he was. I feel guilty. Such happiness in one way and in another.
Oh, no, you mustn't feel like that. I'm sure they wouldn't want you to.
I wish I could do something to help too, but with Helen and the baby...
Oh, everyone's rallying round. Eddie says David's never at Brookfield.
Really?
Well, you see, there's so much to do with the business as well as everything else.
Oh, yes, there must be, but how's Ruth managing?
Eddie's not the market this week, so he's been able to give her a hand with the milking.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Mind you... He ain't entirely turned into a saint. Him and Joe's out on some scam now.
Oh. I don't see how this is going to work at all.
Well, it won't if you take that attitude.
Why would anyone want to buy a kit to grow their own mistletoe?
Folks will buy anything if you sell it to them, right?
Oh, just a waste of fresh berries. Plus, it's putting us out of business.
How do you work that out?
Well, if they can grow their own... They won't be buying off us, will they?
Oh, it'll take years before that happens. I'll be long gone.
Oh, thanks. Ruin my business from behind the grave, why don't you?
They won't ruin the business. Even if they do manage to grow it, there's no guarantee they'll get berries on it.
How do you know that?
Mistletoe is a dioecious plant.
You what?
Dioecious.
What's that when it's at home?
That means the male and female reproductive organs are in separate individuals. So for them to produce berries...
All right, I get the picture. Sounds disgusting.
It's Mother Nature's way.
Oh, and she told you all this, did she?
Oh, no. I got Jim Lloyd to look it up on the net for me.
Oh, well then, must be true.
Exactly. And it said that it's difficult to grow mistletoe for that very reason.
Oh, great. That's just another reason why no one will want to buy our kits, isn't it?
All right, all right. Well, then, we'll cover ourselves.
How?
We'll admit it's a bit of a gamble.
A bit?
Yeah, and take that into account in the price. That can't fail. If there's one thing people like, it's a bargain. Nearly as much as they like a gamble.
How much are you planning to sell these bargains for?
Well, I thought a fiver. Folk will spend that on a lottery ticket.
Yeah, with about as much chance of a result. Oh, and you think it's worth all the hassle?
A fiver a kick? We only need to sell 20 to make 100 quid.
Yes, thank you, I can handle.
Cash in hand.
If we can sell them.
Oh, come on, Eddie. Don't you think there are plenty of gullible idiots in Grange, Spinney? Because I do.
So it hadn't been too bad. Nick's been such a help to...
You ready then, Pat? Oh, hi, Clary.
Afternoon.
I didn't know you were coming.
No, it was a nice surprise. Why aren't you going to take your coat off?
Oh, not much point if we're going up to the hospital.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to hold you up. You're not. Take no notice of him. He'd sleep there if he could.
Well, I need to be going soon anyway.
You finish your tea.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I am a bit obsessed.
A bit?
Well, he is the most beautiful baby in the world.
So I hear. I can't wait to meet him.
Well, I've taken some pictures on my mobile, if you'd like to see those.
Oh, yes, please.
Now you will be here for hours.
Yeah, well, can't do anything else until he comes out of the special care baby unit. But, well, here. Now, I think that's the best.
Oh, he's lovely.
We think so.
Do you think he looks like anyone?
Oh, no, well...
The right answer to that is, yes, Tony, he's got your nose.
I told you they wouldn't sell.
Oh, he was just unlucky, that's all. Yeah.
Not as many gullible idiots as you thought.
Not enough apple trees. Can't grow it with nothing to put it on.
There's plenty of limes, willows and poplars. They'll grow on them.
Oh, I know.
If anybody had wanted it to... Problem was, nobody did.
Problem was, you didn't try hard enough. But going on about how difficult it'd be.
You were the one who said we got to cover ourselves.
Ah, well, there's ways and ways. Folk could tell you've got no faith in the product.
All that stuff about the reproductive organs was putting them off.
Well, you didn't explain it properly.
Because if I had, they'd have known it wasn't going to work.
Well, there must be some other way of covering that, huh?
Like what?
I'll get Jim Lloyd to have another look on the net. See if he can come up with something. Clary says you might have something more about mistletoe for me.
Good news does travel fast.
Oh, well, I saw her in the shop just after she talked to you. Thought I might as well pop round while I was down the village.
I'm glad you have.
Ah.
How did you get on with selling the kits?
Oh, not as well as I'd have liked. So if you found something you think might help...
I was really using mistletoe as a kind of jumping-off point.
To where?
The Druids.
The Druids?
Yes. It was a sacred plant to them. Played a large part in some of their rituals.
Oh, did it?
I did know a little about them because of the Romans.
Oh, the Romans was Druids. Well, fancy that.
No, far from it. The Druids caused them a lot of trouble when they conquered Gaul, and indeed Britain, of course.
Was that a fact?
Hearts and minds, you know. Uh-huh. They had a powerful hold on the Celtic imagination. The Romans were a very rational people. They always had problems when confronted by magic and mystery.
Yeah, I know how they feel. So these Druids...
They convinced their people they had magical powers. It was said the chief Druid could fly... Imagine how that spooked the Romans.
Yeah, they're the ones that dresses up in white and dances round Stonehenge, isn't it?
Oh, Joe, there's so much more to them than that. They have much to teach us.
Like how to fly?
No, their respectful attitude to nature, the natural environment. They were millennia ahead of their time.
Yeah, well, I'll take your word for it, but what's all this got to do with mistletoe?
I told you, it was sacred to them. So in the rituals they had, to make the plants grow...
Oh, they had rituals about growing mistletoe, eh?
Oh, probably. Ah. I haven't quite got that far in my research.
What, with chance and that?
I expect so. You see, I knew you'd be interested.
Oh, I am, Prof, I am. Shall we have a look now?
Oh, morning, love. Do you want some coffee? I've just made it.
No, it's so late. You should have woken me. Where are the children?
Out with Hayley.
Oh, I should find them.
No. You sit here and drink your coffee. I want to talk to you about the children, please, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, just for a few minutes.
Here you are.
Thank you. What about the children?
I think they should go back to school on Monday.
Mum, it's too soon.
No, Elizabeth, I don't think it is.
They're still trying to take in what's happened to them.
Of course they are.
Then how could they possibly cope with school?
It might help. They'd have something normal in their lives.
Normal? How can anything be normal for them?
All the more reason for them to have something that might take their minds off what happened. Just for a little while.
I wish I could forget just for a second. Even if it did help.
I know you want them with you.
Mum, they've lost one parent. I have to be there for them.
But not just you, darling. We can all help. You don't have to do it on your own.
Don't know if I'm much used to them anyway. I try, but...
Oh, of course you are. But you must be so tired.
Yes. I'm trying to get through this
for
them.
Let them go to school. And then you can scream, cry, do whatever you want to.
Mum, they're trying to look after me. They keep saying, are you all right, Mummy? They're being...
No. Elizabeth.
You're right. They should go back to school.
That's very brave.
I don't know about that.
It is. And with them not here, you could start to think about the funeral.
It may be.
I know it's hard. But it is something you can do for Nigel.
Oh, Kenton, nice to see you.
Oh, good to see you too.
Now, what can I get you?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't stay longer. I need to get back to Lower Loxley. Oh. Mum's called a family meeting.
Oh, I see.
But Elizabeth asked me to thank you for your lovely card.
Oh,
And I was really, really touched that you sent me one too.
Oh, you and Nigel were such good mates.
Yeah, we were. Mm. Had the same daft sense of humour.
Yeah.
Jolene, who's going to make me laugh now, eh?
Yeah, I know. It's one of the things I miss about Sid.
Doesn't seem fair, does it? You know, all the miserable so-and-sos there are in the world, and God takes the funny ones.
Well, there's Jim. He'll keep you amused.
Well, he does. Well, I can understand what he's on about.
Yeah.
Oh, he did make me laugh last night. Oh, I don't think he meant to.
Oh,
Yeah, well, apparently Joe Grundy's trying to sell these grow-your-own mistletoe kits.
Oh, honestly, the things them Grundys come up with.
And Jim has discovered that it's a sacred plant to the Druids. Mm-hmm. Or it was.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the things that I could tell you about the Druids. You know what Jim's like when he takes a fancy to a subject.
Yeah, and you found it interesting.
No, but he said that Joe was lapping it up.
Yeah, why on earth would Joe Grundy be interested in the Druids?
Well, to be honest with you, Jolene, I dread to think.
Have you got any idea what Mum wants to talk to us about?
No. Well, I haven't really seen that much of her. Lewis and I have been so busy trying to sort things out for next week.
Oh, I can imagine.
I thought she might have said something to you.
Oh, no, I wasn't here yesterday. I had to get back to the stables.
Yes, of course.
Oh, not of course. You haven't been back to Brookfield except to sleep.
That's different.
Oh, David, you've been amazing. Lower Loxley wouldn't be reopening at all if it wasn't for you.
And Lewis. Anyway, you told the family. Kenton entertains the kids. That's what I call amazing.
Hiya, Ruth. You stocking up for the weekend?
I haven't had a chance to do my big supermarket shop this week.
No. You must be very busy.
Brian and Bert are giving me a hand with the farm work.
Oh, that's good.
But they don't seem so keen to take on the shop.
I can imagine.
Still, I shouldn't complain.
I suppose David's going to be needed at Lower Loxley for some time.
Oh, there's still the business to run. You of all people know how it is.
Well, I weren't much use to anyone for months.
But you got through it.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Good morning.
Hi, Kenton. Has the family conference finished already?
Well, we didn't need one. Elizabeth has rung Alan and the funeral's going to be on Thursday.
Oh.
She sent us all away so that she can think about it in peace. Hey, you might even find you have David home for lunch.
Oh, that'd be a novelty. I'd better go and start cooking it. See you.
Bye, Ruth.
Yeah, see you later.
Must be a relief, having the funeral date sorted.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure that we should have left Elizabeth on her own, though. But, well, she insisted. Doesn't even want me back until tonight.
If it's what she said she wanted, it is.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. You know about this.
Well, I wish I didn't.
Maybe I'm overreacting, but... Jolene, I feel so guilty.
What about?
It was my idea. I told Nigel that he should put that banner up on the roof.
Oh, Kent.
I go over and over it in my mind. Why didn't I keep my stupid ideas to myself?
You can't think like that. It'll drive you crazy.
Yeah, but if we hadn't put that banner up, if I hadn't gone and suggested
Look,
it, then...
all this guilt. It's no use to anybody.
Yeah, maybe.
It's the reality you've got to deal with. Look, Fallon's covering the bar. I imagine they ain't expecting you back at Jack's yet.
Not till this afternoon, no.
Well, we're both wrapped up warm. Why don't we go up Lakey Hill for half an hour? Blow the cobwebs away, hmm?
I'm so sorry, Ruth. I just don't seem to be much use to anyone.
You know that isn't true.
Leaving you alone to cope with the farm and the kids.
Ben and Josh have been very good.
But the farm... Is Pip still trying to help you?
No. Brian just chases her back to her books any time she wanders out.
See, I should be doing that. With her resits next week.
She knows why you're not here. She knows Elizabeth needs you. It would distract her more if you weren't looking after Elizabeth.
Too late.
I've told you, there's no point in thinking about it like that.
What other way is there to think about it? If it wasn't for me, Nigel would never have been up on that roof. Elizabeth didn't want him up there.
It doesn't
He
help.
Did it because it was more convenient for me. He wanted to come down and I stopped him.
I'm sure it wasn't like
it
that.
It was like that. It was my fault.
Everyone feels guilty when someone dies. Everyone thinks there's something they could have done differently.
You haven't got anything to feel guilty about.
Oh, haven't I? Do you know what my very first thought was when it happened? Thank God it wasn't David.
Oh, love.
Thank God my husband isn't lying dead. Thank God my children still have their father. How do you think it makes me feel that I could be so selfish when poor Elizabeth... When Lily and Freddie...
Oh, darling. Oh, it's such a mess, isn't it?
I try to use it, David. I try to use it to help me feel what Elizabeth's going through.
Yes.
You're already doing that. You're going through it with her, doing everything you can to support her. That's what matters.
Shula, what are you doing here?
Making lunch. I thought we might have some soup.
But I said to go home.
Yes, and I remember doing exactly the same thing when Mark died.
Well then...
I thought I'd be all right, but I wasn't.
I don't know how you got through it. I didn't then. I certainly don't now.
Neither do I, but I did. And you are too.
I don't think so.
You made a decision about the funeral.
It took every ounce of courage I possessed just to ring Alan, just to say those words.
But you did it.
Just the words, Shula. How am I going to deal with the reality?
You will.
I don't know how. I don't know what to do with the pain. The emptiness. I'm falling into a black hole and I can't stop.
I remember.
Taking the children with me.
No.
I don't know what we'll do. I don't know how to carry on. Without Nigel.
Oh, Elizabeth, love.
I don't think I can do it.
Thank you.
What do you love about the Archers? Leave your memories at bbc.co.uk/archers.